Hello, welcome to the debate. I'm Kavitha Boye. Since President Mohamed Morsi came to power a year ago in June, has Egypt improved for the better? Well, his administration is still confronted with security problems, political protests, and an economic crisis. In this edition of the debate, we'll discuss why Morsi is still struggling to find his footing in his country, which he earned over 50% of the presidential vote.
Violence flares up in Egypt amid rising tensions between supporters and opponents of President Mohamed Morsi. These images show the office of the Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt's old and most organized political movement, on whose ticket Morsi won the presidential election last year. Egyptian cities have been the scene of violent confrontations between pro- and anti-Morsi demonstrators in recent days. The clashes have turned deadly at times. Morsi appeared on Egyptian television to address the nation late on Wednesday. During his lengthy remarks, Morsi admitted to what he called mistakes on his part and apologized to Egyptians. He offered to form a committee to propose amendments to Egypt's constitution.
The formation of an independent committee to prepare the proposed constitutional amendments. This committee will be made up of members from all political parties and powers who are all invited to meet with me.
The Egyptian president also urged Egyptians to be wary of adversaries outside and inside the country.
It is no secret that a revolution has enemies. Abroad, there are those who realize what a free, strong, and developed Egypt is capable of presenting for its people. And inside the country, there are those who think they can turn the clock backwards to the corrupt, oppressive state it was before, which seems that there are those between us who cannot imagine living any other way.
But Morsi's speech did not help much to calm the situation in the country.
The speech was a disappointment to all the revolutionary people and far from the goals of the revolution, as he only focused on economic crisis. But we are all here not only because of the economic crisis, we are calling for the fulfillment of the goals of the revolution.
During his televised speech, the Egyptian president stood his ground in the face of his opponents, whose key condition is his resignation. The opposition has called on its supporters to hold mass rallies nationwide on June 30th, the first anniversary of Morsi assuming office. They have already pitched tents in Cairo's Liberation Square, the cradle of the revolution, against the regime of former dictator Hosni Mubarak. Tension between Morsi's supporters and opponents are expected to rise further in the run-up to rallies planned for Sunday.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of the debate. From Cairo, we have Shaker Risk, who's an Islamic thinker. Also from Cairo, Shihab Waghi is a spokesperson for the Free Egyptians Party and also a member of the National Salvation Front. Gentlemen, welcome. Shaker Risk, let me start with you. What did you think of President Mohamed Morsi's speech ahead of the mass rallies for the one-year anniversary since his election?
Well, I think that President Morsi yesterday made things clearer for the people of Egypt, and he gave certain messages to the people assessing the whole year of being in office, and he warned the polarization that took place in the country and causes chaos and sort of disorder and unrest to the country. In addition to this, he also sent certain messages to the opposition parties, telling them that violence will not help, but giving European and opposing the regime is something favorable because this leads to the construction of the country. But moving this or getting it into violence will not lead to anything but violence. And giving or expressing your viewpoint is favorable, but imposing viewpoints is not at all. He also gave some sort of a diagnosis of the economic crises taking place in the country and assuring that he and his cabinet are trying to do their best to solve all these these economic problems. He also sent messages to the corrupt people, the remnants, and the people who are there to destroy the country, sort of threatening them of cutting and stopping all things that they are doing, opening gates to people to sort of repent or come back to dialogue or to democracy, which have been spoiled, has been spoiled by a lot of people, and those revolutionary people are there to oppose what the President Morsi has done all the year round, and they are behind me now in Tahrir Square trying to oust the president or ask him to step down.
Right.
In addition to this, one more thing that I actually he stressed in his speech yesterday is the constitution and amendment of the constitution, and asking the different parties to come together and discuss these things and amendments, which was sort of one of the things that they asked for.
Very well. Let's have you come in, Shahab Laghi. What didn't he deliver in his speech?
Actually, he didn't deliver anything at all. Actually, he was supposed to come and to say to us how to solve this problem. And all what he did was just giving us explanations, which is very far from the land of real, which is very far from the real. He was speaking about those reminis of the old regime who is playing against the country. He was speaking about this conspiracy between the opposition and the old regime. We do not accept this. This is not acceptable. In Egypt, we are supposed to have a democratic country. A democratic country must be ruled by law. This is what we believe in. If he sees that there are some people who are against the law, he must put them to the court. He is not supposed to come on in a statement and begin to saying, ah, those people are having conspiracies against our country. This is not the way. The way is to go to the court, and if there is anyone who is doing anything which is against the law, must be accounted for this. But the fact is that Dr. Morsi's failure in all the fields is what Egypt is suffering from now. It's not a conspiracy, it's just a simple failure. This is what we are suffering from now in Cairo. The idea of the violence and that the revolution will have violence, this is not true. This is not true. We have demonstrations in Cairo, and we know exactly who is responsible for the violence. Our opposition is a pure, civil, and peaceful opposition. We all know the history of the Waft party, the Dustur party, and all of the civil parties in Egypt. We had never been to violence. In our history, which is 80 years of civil opposition, we had never used the violence. There are only two political fractions which used violence in the Egyptian history, and both of them are not civil opposition. One of I do not want to say who used the violence before, but in general, we do not believe in violence. We are not planning to have any violence. We are coming to the streets to say that, Dr. Morsi, your legitimacy came from a constitution which came by a non-legal way, by just putting the constitutional court under siege. This is the source of your legitimacy. Your performance is very annoying for all the Egyptians. Okay. We have economic problem, we have security problem, and we have different problems.
Well, Shaker Risk, you have what you have said, and you have what our guest there, Shahab Laghi, has said, which is quite a different take, actually on the opposite ends of the poll. What do you have to say to our guest there?
Well, I think that my colleague there is saying things out of the blue, which are not real at all. President Morsi is the first free elect president in the country through a democratic, lawful, constitutional procedures ever taking place in the country ever since that we had any elections done. So he's a democratic, constitutional president. He doesn't come out and usurping the office of the presidency, not at all. The second thing is that demonstrations that my colleague mentioned, we had sort of 24 demonstrations, millions as they say, ending up in Molotov, in destruction and killing, all of them, ending in such bloodshed. And if you suspect, I'm directing my words to my friend there, if you suspect the legitimacy of President Morsi, what is the road that we can, a democratic road that we can have a president through? Even the ballot box that President Morsi, in the report before we had the debate now, mentioned that over 52% or 52% gave their votes to President Morsi. Isn't that democratic?
Well, let's bring him in then. You posed the question. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to jump in. Shahbwagi, let me bring in Shahbwagi for an answer. Shahbwagi, our guest there said that President Morsi was elected by over 50% and is defending Morsi's performance in a matter of speaking. Your response.
Now, I want to say some small points about being the first elected president. Actually, Dr. Morsi was truly the first elected president, but we have many questions. How was he elected? He was elected by 52%. Knowing that, he gave promises to a very big part of the opposition, which represented the big percentage of those who elected him. He made some very famous promises in Fairmont Hotel, saying that he will reform the Constitutional Assembly in order to be accepted from everyone. He gave us many promises, which he didn't fulfill. According to not fulfilling his promises, people began to sign on the rebellion application, the rebellion paper, by which people who are much more than those who elected Dr. Morsi is saying that we are not approving him as our president. He was elected by 13 million votes. Now we have more than 17 million votes signing on a petition saying that Dr. Morsi is not representing me anymore.
Okay, then let's bring in Shahkar Risk. Shahkar Risk, I'm sorry, Shahkar Risk, your response, the popularity of Morsi, it has dropped. Certain polls put it at 28%. What do you think? Is that the case?
I don't think so, because if you go back to the rally last Friday, and if you go back to the Tajarrud movement, which has 15 million votes, people coming to sign the petitions for Tajarrud, 15 million in a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, and those people claiming that, the Tamarrud people claiming that they have 17 million. Even if we have this, there is a legal way, a legitimate way, a lawful way, a constitutional way to say that which one of them is having the bigger percentage or the bigger number of votes, which is the ballot box, which is the elections. And the elections that President Morsi asked for yesterday is the parliament. If you are sure that you've got this number of votes, this percentage of votes who are going to demonstrate on the 30th of June, why don't you go and take the parliament seats and constitute or make the cabinet and take or oust this president out and get your own president? This is the constitutional legal free way. But saying that he doesn't have to be legitimate, he doesn't represent us as president, he has been elected by people, not you, but other people who elected him. All promises that he gave in the Vermont conference that he had, he was trying to do things for the country, trying to reform certain of the corrupt institutions in the country. But the opposition parties are not giving him a single minute to sit and see things going on, trying to reform. We have thousands of strikes and demonstrations taking place every now and then. And this will deter and make things not going swift or quick. But still, he has got certain achievements on the ground, and he mentioned this on the Wednesday's speech, and on different aspects of life, political, economic, social, and all of these things. But those people are blind, are not paying attention to this. They are not seeing this good picture of the president. They are trying to find out even the worst things that ever happened in his regime. They are the ones who are creating the problems of the country. They are trying to get the money or the fund from abroad and from even from those businessmen who have been taken to investigation by President Morsi.
Very well.
The democratic
thank
ways
you.
That,
thank you for that. Shahbwagi, I know you have a response. Hold on to your thoughts, Shahbwagi, while we take a look at some of the viewer comments. Obviously, as you can see, lots of polarization in this debate going on between our two guests, which is reflected on our viewer comments. We're going to take a listen to them right now.
It's unfortunate that most of us here supported Morsi during the revolution. He has proved to us that he's just another puppet of the US and Israel. How can he cut ties with Syria and rather maintain ties with Israel, which has been oppressing and obliterating Palestinians for decades? The American game in Muslim countries is continuing. They want instability and chaos in the whole Muslim world, and Egypt is no exception. So whatever is happening in Egypt is in accordance with American plans. Very soon you will see more turmoil in Egypt as you are seeing in other Muslim countries. Morsi was the choice of the Egyptians. He does not have a magic stick to turn the country into a paradise in 1 year. I think the foreign hands, like Saudi Arabia and the UAE, want any revolution in the Arab world to fail and discourage people from any further uprising. Let's review Morsi's achievements. 1. Keeping ties with Israel while cutting all ties with Syria. 2. Inviting American troops to deploy in Sinai to protect Israel in case of chaos in Egypt. 3. Dividing Egyptians and paralyzing the economy. 4. Engrossing himself in power and forgetting about national unity issues.
Some of the viewer comments there. Obviously, we appreciate all the viewers who sent in their comments. Well, there you have it, Chabagi, some of the viewer comments. But I know you had some reactions to what our guest, Shakir Rizk, had to say before this little break. Go ahead with your reaction, please.
Well, first of all, my colleague accused me of being blind. I have to tell him, I was blind. Sure, I was blind. Me and many of the Egyptian opposition leaders were blind. You know why? Because we elected and we supported Dr. Morsi. Hamdi Andil supported Dr. Morsi. Ala Aswani supported Dr. Morsi. Even Doma, who is in the prison now, supported Dr. Morsi.
Why did you support him?
We were blind because we supported him. Unfortunately, we supported him. Now he is talking to me about the constitutional way of opposing Dr. Morsi. Which constitution? Which constitution are you talking about? The constitution which was passed because they put the constitutional court under siege? This is a way to put a constitution by putting the constitutional court under siege. It was an illegal action. Actually, this is an action which we have to talk about so much. You put the constitutional court under siege to pass the constitution. And then the Tagarrud movement, this very famous movement. Actually, no one in the Egyptian streets had ever seen this Tagarrud application. If you walk in any street in Cairo, you will see the Tagarrud application. Some independent real youth are standing and asking you to sign on the Tamarud application, but we had never seen this Tagarrud application. The Tamarud application is very well known. For their last demonstration or their last rally, we know exactly the numbers, thanks to Google. The real numbers who was in the demonstrations was not more than 300,000. The numbers was not more than 300,000. This is the number they were able to gather. And if you want to compare, the next Sunday will be our comparison. Please wait for the next Sunday and you will know exactly what's the number of those who are opposing Dr. Morsi. Dr. Morsi is not an enemy from the beginning. The Brotherhood is not an enemy from the beginning. The real...
Well, go ahead. Shakir Rizk, go ahead.
The real...
Wait, let's bring in Shakir Rizk. Go ahead. Response to Shahabwagi there. Shahabwagi.
I think that my friend is actually mentioning things that are not actually true at all, and I'm sorry to say that he is either deceiving himself or still keeping himself to be blind, seeing the truth. President Morsi is democratically elected. He has been elected as president. He has to practice presidency in the full sense of the word. This is one. Number two, if you say that the numbers of the demonstrators going on the rally on Friday is 300,000, whatever number it is, there is a ballot box. The constitution which has been drafted and the referendum gave 65% or 64 point something percent for the constitution which is ruling the country now. We've been ruled by this constitution, and this means that your the opposition party is only 34 or 35% of the total number of the people who have been giving their votes. And the 52 that gave the 48% giving their votes to Ahmed Shafiq, one of the remnants of the old regime, of the Mubarak regime, is divided again among Mohamed Morsi and the opposition party. I will not say men figures and things about the opposition party, but I will go back to the things that you have mentioned in the report during the break. The ties with Syria, cutting the ties with Syria, is a political reaction to what's been taking place in the massacre done by Bashar al-Assad in Syria. And I do not think that any nationalist, any person who is a Muslim or anyone who is trying to say that where is the freedom of speech and the freedom of giving your opinion, will accept the bloodshed taking place in Syria. President Morsi took his decision, which is actually coming from the bottom of the Egyptian country, is trying to give the freedom to all oppressed countries. Number two is Sinai and what's taking place in Sinai, and accusing President Morsi of being an ally to the United States and to Israel, which is untrue at all. Our own enemy, we know this, our own enemy, President Morsi mentioned it,
okay,
clear, is Israel. Israel is the enemy of us. President Morsi has not visited the United States. He does not take any orders or any decisions from the United States.
Well, I got to bring in our guest, Shihab Waghi. On that point, I need to bring him in. Shihab Waghi, our guest, talked about the U.S. And Dr. Morsi and Egypt's relationship with the U.S. We know the army is still getting their aid. What do you have to say in reaction to what Shakir Risk said?
Actually, I will not say anything. Dr. Morsi already said yesterday. Dr. Morsi, during his speech, he said that he is working on his best to maintain the good relation and the alliance with the United States. This is what Dr. Morsi said yesterday. So it's not my words. It's Dr. Morsi's words. And let's go more than this. Okay, maybe Dr. Morsi is trying to keep the relation between a country and a country. It's politics. But actually, I can tell you more. I can tell you that the American ambassador in Egypt, Mrs. Ann Patterson, is defending the brotherhood as it had never defended even Mubarak regime. When she is talking with the opposition at any time, she is telling the opposition, he is a democratic president and you have to accept him. You have to talk with each other and then go and talk with him. I can go between you and I can make things go better. I can see clearly that the American ambassador in Egypt is just giving nothing but support to the brotherhood. It's not just a country thing. It's something between the United States
but
and the brotherhood.
But not dictating her view.
I'm telling you, they are defending.
She's not dictating
him.
Anything not on the brotherhood dictating. Or on President Morsi.
I do not want to speak about the last agreement between
Hamas
and
the. She's not dictating anything to him.
No, I can see she is dictating. I can see that there were some cases in which it was not logic that things go in
Hamas,
this way and then
Hamas
it went
is,
in this
Hamas
way.
Okay, we're going to unfortunately have
Hamas
to end it there. We're fresh out of time.
Your
I do apologize. Let me thank our guests. Thank you
fire.
So much. Both guests come from Cairo. We have Shakir Risk, who's an Islamic thinker, and Shihab Waghi, who is the spokesperson of the Free
thank
Egyptians Party
much.
And also member of the National Salvation
thank
Front.
You.
Thank you both. And thank you, the viewer, for watching another edition of The Debate. From Mikova Tahvay and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.